Next Sunday at this time, the American Album of Familiar Music returns to the air, bringing you the finest in light classical music. It's top for refreshing Sunday evening entertainment. Your favorite soloists return with the orchestra on the American Album of Familiar Music, Sunday, August 27th, over most of these NBC stations. And now, Top Secret.
Beginning September 1st, Top Secret will be heard Friday evenings. Top Secret, starring gorgeous Ilona Massey as the Baroness Karen Geza, in transcribed stories of a woman who pitted beauty, brains, and courage against the forces of evil. Tonight, as Assignment 11, The Church Without a Cross.
Assignment 11 was a fight against death. Death that came silently without warning. I had to find a place, a pinpoint on the coast of Europe. It was in Belgium, north of Brussels, and was known as location RX. Many men had looked for it, suffered for it, died for it. An old friend had warned me, told me what to expect.
Baroness, you are young, beautiful, full of life. I am old, and I know to find location RX is to die.
But location RX had to be found, and found quickly. Otherwise, London would perish. Accordingly, I asked permission to enter Belgium by parachute. I made my request to Sir Eric Hamilton, head of London's Department of Civilian Defense.
My dear Baroness, what you ask is impossible, quite impossible.
Please, Sir Eric, let me try.
No.
Please.
It's too dangerous, Baroness.
I am used to danger. And besides, if I should die, there is no one who would...
Shh. Listen. Window's rattling. One of them's hit.
I don't see.
No one ever does. Oh, there it is, that cloud of dust. Get away from the window, Baroness. Get away from the window.
Oh. You're hurt.
Oh, no. A bit of glass. It's all right.
Your cheek is bleeding.
No, I'm all right. Really, Baroness.
Please let me find out where they are coming from.
Mm.
If they ever learn to aim them accurately, London is finished.
Yes, I know.
Then please, Sir Ellis, please.
All right, Baroness, you win. That's the third V2 in 24 hours. This week, 400 dead. Over 2,000 injured. If it goes on much longer, the city will panic. Nerves are like watch springs, coiled, ready to snap at any moment. We'll send you to Belgium by parachute tonight.
Thank you, Sir Eric.
We think they're coming from a location called RX, somewhere east of Ostend. We know that the key man is a Colonel von Karsch, with an office in the Hall of Liberty in Brussels.
Yes.
Your contact in Brussels is a Frenchman, if he's still alive. I haven't heard from him for 10 days.
What is his name, and how shall I know him?
His name is Lebrun, Pierre Lebrun. His last address was 145 Rue des Petites Cloches.
Street of the Little Bell.
145. Yes. You'll know him by coin, an old penny minted in 1920. This is the last one I have. 12 others have gone before you, Baroness, and vanished.
You mean that?
Yes, Baroness. 12 other operatives have searched for location RX and vanished. You are the 13th.
As I left his office, I passed the place where the V2 had fallen. There had been no warning, no sound, only a sudden vibration, and then the explosion, crumbling a block of harvest rubble. In the ruins, I saw a doll. A tiny doll with golden hair clutched in the hand of a child. At the end of the hand, an arm. At the end of the arm, nothing. I hurried on, sick and horrified, yet filled with a burning hate. At 7 o'clock, I reported to the airfield. It was dark when I took off in a small single-engine plane. As we headed out over the channel, the dim gray shape of London disappeared. A few minutes later, we were over Belgium. I checked my parachute, my compass, then my position with the pilot. With 30 seconds to go, I opened the hatch.
Ready,
Barnett? Ready.
26, 27, 28... 29.
Now! The wind was soft to my face and warm. The earth came up to meet me in slow motion. My search for location RX had begun. When I landed, I threw my parachute down an old well and made my way to Brussels on foot. The city was quiet. There was no traffic, no people, and seemingly no life. There were shadows in every doorway, and the whole thing seemed unreal, as if I were walking in a dream. I found the Rue de Petit Cloche, and in an alley beside a cafe, I found the Frenchman's house.
Who is it?
A friend. With a penny. An old English penny.
A penny?
Yes, an English penny. Made in 1920.
Come. Show it to me.
Suddenly.
They come, they vanish, they die. But still they come again. Here, mademoiselle, here is mine. I am Pierre Lebrun.
Thank you.
You have papers?
Yes, of course. In the name of Fräulein Keller.
Keller. And your real name?
I am Baroness Karen Gaser, formerly of Vienna, now of London.
From Sir Eric Hamilton, you obtained the penny?
Yes.
I will tell you what I know.
Yes.
The V2 is a rocket bomb.
Yes.
As yet the control will sit inferior. They do not aim with accuracy. On Brussels, two or three times have gone wrong and fallen. The people call them La mort silencieuse.
The silent death.
That comes from hell. Where they are manufactured, I do not know. From a place known as Location RX, they are launched. Exactly this spot is unknown, except that it is by the sea. In charge is a man of the devil for a line, a Colonel Hans von Karsch.
Von Karsch?
Oui. Half the chemist, half the soldier, all the Nazi. He's in charge of Location RX.
Where can I find him?
He has an office in the Hall of Liberty here in Brussels. I will write down the address. Voila.
Merci. And now, can you suggest any way in which I might be able to find
him? I can suggest nothing, Fräulein. For me, these suggestions are bad. 12 men have come. 12 men of honor and courage. I suggest and they vanish. I have now the fear. Soon I will also have the blame.
Oh, Sir Eric knows it isn't your fault.
He has said?
He knows it can be helped.
You are sure?
Yes, positive.
Oh, I am glad. Just the same, Fräulein, it is of importance that you go. If we meet, do not speak. If you must come to this house, come at night, alone.
But I thought I would stay here.
No, c'est impossible. You can obtain a room in Brussels.
I am small. I could sleep on that couch.
That, Fräulein, is the bed of my son.
Your son? Is he one of us?
No. Go, Fräulein, please. I will help if I can, but I am old and tired. And to be my friend is dangerous.
Do you think working alone is the best way?
Working alone is the only way. Bonsoir et bonne chance.
Thank you, and good luck to you.
The 13th penny. Mon Dieu, will they never stop?
Von Karsch?
Colonel Von Karsch?
Yes. Who is it?
Your friend, Colonel. With something to sell.
Ah. Another penny?
The 13th.
How much?
Colonel, I am old and tired.
How much?
They are now of a rarity, Colonel. This one will be expensive.
What does he look like?
It is not the man, Colonel Van Kals, but... it is not the man who will be easily caught.
Has it occurred to you, Monsieur Lebrun, that my Gestapo could get the information out of you in other ways?
And have we tell the secret of location, Rx? No, Colonel, I think not. The price is $5,000. Think it over. Good night.
As I left the old man's house, despair swept over me. I could expect no help from a gentle old Frenchman who felt responsible for the death of 12 men and was now without courage to go on. To connect with one car seemed impossible. And yet, with one car was the secret of location RX. I walked down the crooked, deserted little street. It was dark. There was no sound except my footsteps on the stones. I went past all ways where shadows lurked. I was tired. I had no place to sleep. I was a spy without contact, alone in the midst of the enemy.
Mademoiselle, wait. Please do not be alarmed. Did you come just now from the house of Pierre Lebrun?
Who are you?
Mademoiselle, I beg you to tell me.
Let go of my...
145 Rue des Petites Cloches. Were you there?
Let me go or I'll scream.
And bring the police, perhaps. Not mademoiselle. They would arrest you.
Arrest me?
As an allied spy.
Let me go.
Please. Mademoiselle. I am lame. I cannot run. Please. Come back. Come back. Come back.
Out of the Brussels night, a stranger knew. Somebody knew who I was and where I had been. I ran until I could go no further. That night, I slept in the street. The next day, I got a room and began working on Colonel von Karsch. At the end of 4 weeks, I got an interview with him. At the end of 4 more, I got a job as one of his 3 secretaries. It took bribe money and a lot of it, but at last, I had established a contact that was fairly close and reasonably safe. His headquarters occupied an entire floor in the Hall of Liberty in Brussels.
Have you been to lunch, Fräulein Keller?
No, sir.
Then go now.
Thank
you. When you come back, make 6 copies of that letter and put the one for location RX in my basket. I'm going up tonight.
Oh, Colonel von Karsch, you look so tired, and it's such a long drive.
Who said it is a long drive?
Well, no one, sir. Just that you look...
Are you trying to find out where it is?
Oh, no, why, of course not. I only thought that you seemed to...
You are not here to think. You are here to work. You do not ask questions. You obey. Go to lunch. When I want an opinion on my health, I will... Von Karsch? No. He asked me for $5,000 and disappeared. You have been looking for him for 2 months. I want some action. There is an allied spy somewhere in Brussels who must be caught. I want results, and I want them fast. Fräulein Keller, I told you to go to lunch. Go.
I went to lunch. It was late, nearly 1:30. When I returned, it was 2:45. Quite without design, I got into the elevator, 3rd from the end. There were 4 people in it, including the operator. I had noticed him before. There was a flavor in his accent that reminded me of Dublin. The other passengers got out on the 2nd floor, leaving the operator and me alone. Between the 3rd and the 4th floors, he stopped the car.
Mademoiselle, I would like to speak to you.
Why are you stopping? What does this mean?
I would like to speak to you about a penny.
A penny?
Yes, an old one.
How old?
1920. This one.
Who are you?
Perhaps you have one to match it.
Yes, I have. In my purse. Here.
At last, someone else.
Who are you?
12 agents have come over, mademoiselle. I was the 7th.
I am the 13th.
Who was your contact?
And Monsieur Lebrun. He has disappeared.
Mine was the son, Jacques. He too has disappeared.
Are you of the location RX?
Yes. Are you?
Yes. Why haven't you gotten a message through to London?
Because 11 other men have died. Oh, I have to go.
I am working for one Karsh. I'll get to you if I learn anything.
Thank God I found you. I just had a feeling that you were different.
Can you get an automobile?
I think so, with some notice.
We may need it soon.
Here we are.
Fine, Taylor. In here, please, at once.
Coming.
And bring your book.
Yes, sir.
I am telephoning to Herr Leopold Schalk of the Schalk Steel Mills. He's a very important man. You will listen on the extension and take down every word of our conversation. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have had great news, Frank Keller.
Really?
Great news. By Sunday, the aiming device will be ready. Oh. We will be able to aim the rockets with the accuracy of a rifle. Pinpoint actual buildings. Oh. Quick, lift the extension. This is his private line. Write down everything he says. Everything.
Right. Herr Schalk?
Herr Schalk, this is Colonel von Karsch. I have great news. We have perfected the aiming device.
Congratulations, Herr Albert.
I would like you to come to location RX on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes, I will drive you up myself. I wish to know how many rockets your plants in Belgium can produce in the next 6 weeks.
I do not have to go to location RX to tell you that.
Oh, but Sunday night is important, Herr Schalk. The first rocket with the aiming device will be fired at midnight. If possible, we wish to hit Buckingham Palace. The death of the king and the queen would be a tremendous blow to civilian morale in London.
I see. Very well, I will come.
Good. I will have your pass made out and drive you up myself.
I will be in Ostend anyway on Sunday at my country place. It's only an 8-mile drive to the peninsula.
Herr Schalk, please. Do not mention the location.
You're not alone?
Yes, but...
So am I. No one can hear us. Send me the pass in the mail. I'll drive over to the church myself.
Hang up, Fräulein Heller.
Yes, Colonel von Karsch.
Make out a pass for Herr Schalk. I will sign it and seal it. You will deliver it personally into his hands. Send it through the mail. The man is a fool. And, Fräulein?
Yes, Colonel von Karsch?
By accident, you have learned something. I have decided to trust you. But you will forget what you heard about location RX.
At last, a clear location RX. I made out the pass. He signed it and stamped it with a special seal. He closed the envelope for sealing wax and addressed it himself. I was to deliver it by hand that very moment. I was trembling with excitement as I rang for the elevator. The special elevator, third from the left.
Santé, message. En bas.
Thank you. I got it. Can you stop the elevator?
Yes, it's quiet now.
I got a pass to get into location RX. It's nearer to a Leopold Shark. I know that the rockets are launched from the place 8 miles from Ostend on Peninsula near a church.
How do you know all this?
Never mind. You and I are driving to Ostend tonight. Can you get a car?
Yes, in a couple of hours.
Make it one.
All right, 1 hour. Anything else?
We should each have a gun.
I'll see to that, too.
Pick me up in front of the opera house in an hour.
Right. But how can you know all this? How can you be sure?
I'll explain it later. First, I have a call to make. I'm going back once more to the Rue des Petits Cloches.
Mr. Lebrun?
Yes.
But he isn't there. You've been back.
I want to try again.
Why?
If something happened to us, what little information we have must be left with someone we can trust. Then perhaps the next person can start where we left off.
If the old man isn't there, you can trust the son. You can't mistake him. He limps, and he has no hair.
No hair?
He was a pilot in the French Air Force.
Oh.
He crashed and was terribly injured. Huh. His head was badly burned. His name is Jacques.
All right. Then I'll take me down.
I'll be in front of the opera house in an hour.
Good. But first I will see Monsieur Lebrun. Even though he's afraid, he's at least on our side.
Please, in the name of heaven, will you stop it? I do not know anything.
Then go back to the cellar, Father.
But I tell you, I do not know. I swear I do not know. I cannot stay down there forever. For 3 months now, you have locked me up. Let me see no one as if...
You will stay until you tell. 3 months, 3 years, I have time.
I am sick, Jacques. It is cold. There are rats. Please, please.
Father, if I had more proof, I would kill you.
No, Jacques, please.
12 men have come to this house. Fighting for the same things I fought. Their identification was at Penny.
They left them here. They left them.
They would never leave them. Never. Where did you get them? One of the Pennies was your identification. Where did you get the others? Where? And the girl? Where has she gone? Where did you send her?
There was not a girl. There was never a girl. You made a mistake that night, Jacques. She departed from another house, not this one.
I have the rest of my life to make you talk.
No.
Downstairs, Father.
No.
I will come free. And then I will throw you down. One.
Jacques, please, please.
Two.
The door, Jacques. There was someone at the door.
Don't move. I will answer it. I am ugly, Fräulein, but I am not dangerous. What do you want?
Oh, forgive me. I did not mean to. I wish to see Monsieur Lebrun.
You are the girl who... Yes. Come in, mademoiselle. Come in.
Monsieur Lebrun? What are you doing to him?
She knows your father. My name.
Yes, she lies. I never saw her before in my life. She lies, I tell you.
There is nothing left for you, Father, but...
No.
Mademoiselle, I am Jacques Lebrun. I am a French pilot. I'm with the Croix de Guerre. For weeks now, I have suspected my father of collaboration. It is very important that you tell me the truth. Are you a British agent from Sir Eric Hamilton?
Yes. I came to Belgium by parachute from London. I had an identification, a penny. An English penny dated 1920. I talked to your father the night I landed, 2 months.
She's lying. She's lying. I swear she's lying. Jacques, do not listen to her. I am your father. Your father, Jacques. This girl is a...
Go on, mademoiselle.
Your father was my contact.
Have you proof of this?
Why, no, I...
You see, Jacques. You see...
Wait. Yes. Yes, I have. In my purse, I think. He gave me the address of Colonel von Karsch. He wrote it down. And this. If you are his son, you will recognize his writing. Here.
Thank you, mademoiselle.
Jacques, no. No, please. In the name of heaven, no. I am your father. Do not shoot, please. Please. No.
Mademoiselle, my father was a Nazi. Should we go now?
I know location RX. I have a car. Perhaps you may be able to help us.
Tonight, mademoiselle, I could do anything.
Waiting at the opera house, I drove. In the back seat was a British agent from Dublin named Roger. Beside me, a French pilot from Paris named Jacques. We had met and we searched. 8 miles from Ostend, on a peninsula, a white church. Suddenly, we were challenged by a German guard.
Your papers, please. Your pass.
When he asked for a pass, we knew we were on the right track. Roger hid on the floor behind the front seat with a motor rug over him. Jacques pulled his hair sharp. With the half of the pass, in the darkness, who got through. 5 minutes later, we saw it. On a tiny point of land jutting out into the North Sea, a white country church with a steeple. We parked the car off the road in the shadows. We had to be sure we were right, so we made our way through the woods on foot.
Karen! Roger! Wait! There! Behind the church. The launching ramp.
We have found it.
Then let's get out.
If only it was light.
Hey, Derek, quiet. We'll go a little closer.
Why isn't it more heavily guarded?
Yeah, the guards around the country church would be suspicious.
Something's wrong, Rock. I can feel it.
Shh. Very quiet.
I'm caught. Hey.
Rock, what is it?
A trap. I'm caught. That's why they're hunting the guards. Get out, both of you, please.
We'll help you.
Don't touch it. It's wired. Don't touch
wired.
It. The trap is electrified. If you touch it, you'll get a shock.
Then why don't we...
Please, you go, both of you. Get this back to London, please. At the hotel in Ostend, the underground has the radio transmitter. Roger, make her go.
We'll get you out.
You fools, leave me. Roger, don't touch that trap. You'll be electrocuted.
Take one end, Roger. We can free him.
You'll be killed, don't you understand? My leg is artificial. Otherwise, I'd be burned to a crisp. Now go! Go!
We stood there in an agony of indecision. Searchlight began to poke curious white fingers into the woods and bigger eyes. Do you believe him? We hurried back to the car. And in 20 minutes, we were safe in Ostend. In an hour, we had located the underground headquarters. And the exact details of location RX had been radioed to London. Roger and I waited the rest of that night. Our hearts heavy with the memory of the strange, fiery Frenchman with the magnificent face and the ugly, scarred head. Then, in the gray first light of the dawn, they came. Bleeding down us with their swift fighter escort like angry swallows. Then the bombs began to fall on the white country church, on the steeple without a cross. One for London.
One for France.
And our Father which art in heaven, one for Jacques Le Brun.
You have just heard Top Secret, brought to you transcribed by NBC. And starring gorgeous Ilona Massey, who comes to you now with a special message.
Next Sunday evening, that wonderful program, the Album of Familiar Music, will be heard in place of Top Secret over most of these NBC stations. On Friday, September 1st, we will all be back with a new series of Top Secret programs, which we think you will find especially fascinating. Remember the date, a week from next Friday. September 1st, over most of these NBC stations. And good night, everybody.
Top Secret is directed and produced by Harry W. Junkins. Tonight's script was by Charles Lee Hutchings. Members of the cast included Guy Repp as LeBrun, Theo Goetz as Von Karsch, David McKay as Jacques, Roy Irving as Roger, and Louis Van Ruten as Sir Eric Hamilton. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shields. This is Fred Collins speaking. This program came to you from Radio City, New York. Listen for the American Album of Familiar Music next week on NBC.